Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who's better, the 96 Bulls or the 2016 Warriors? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The Golden State Warriors go for the NBA record of 73 wins tonight in the regular season's finale against Memphis at home. They are sure to win, finish 73-9, and break the 1996 Bulls mark of 72-10. But how would the teams, and even 20 years apart, do against each other, leaving out Hall of Fame coach Phil Jackson versus second-year Steve Kerr? Statistically, since that is the only apples-to-apples comparison available, the Bulls were the better defensive team and the Warriors the better offensive club. Chicago averaged 105 points a game but held opponents to 93. Golden State scores at a 114-point clip and allows opponents 104. The Bulls played in a weaker Eastern Division with only three teams winning more than 50 games, the only three teams with winning records. The top-heavy Western Division this season has four teams winning over 50 and seven with winning records. Now for the juicy matchups. Michael Jordan averaged 30.4 points per game. Steph Curry is averaging 29.9 going into tonight's game. Jordan hit 111 of 263-pointers for 43%. Not bad. Long bomber Curry has made more threes, 392, than Jordan attempted, and hit 45%. Steph has fired up 857 from the NBA arc. Curry has 426 rebounds, 521 assists, and 167 steals. Jordan had 543 rebounds, 352 assists, 180 steals, and 42 block shots, playing point guard, shooting guard, and small forward. Curry has a slightly better supporting cast, with Klay Thompson averaging 22 points, Draymond Green missed a triple-double with 14 and 9.5 rebounds, and Harrison Barnes scoring 11.7. Behind Jordan, Scottie Pippen averaged just under 20 points, and Tony Kukoc was the only other Bull in double figures with 13. Plus, the Bulls did have Dennis Rodman, who averaged 14.5 rebounds a game, because that's what he did. Chicago is one game better at the United Center. The Warriors have one more win on the road. I think it would be close and go to a seventh game, but I remember the Bulls being just a little bit tougher, and I think they would tough it out at the end with MJ stealing the ball and hitting the winner, of course. This is Archansky. See ya.